Heard the president retweeted videos posted by a leader of an extremist group in the UK, a group called Britain First. The videos claim to show Muslims attacking people and smashing a Christian statue. NPR's Frank Langfitt has reaction from London.
One video showed an unidentified mob pushing a boy off a tower and beating him. Another showed a man smashing a statue of the Virgin Mary. And the third video showed a Dutch youth, falsely identified as a Muslim, beating another youth who was on crutches. Trump retweeted the videos, which were recently circulated by Jada Franzen, deputy leader of Britain First, an anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim group. Franzen is out on bail after being convicted of religiously aggravated harassment. Last year, she confronted a Muslim mother on the street, saying Muslims were, quote, coming into my country, raping women across the continent. Mehdad Versi is Assistant Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain.
I was completely appalled that the president of the USA had, in essence, endorsed the far right and their vile anti-Muslim propaganda in a way that I really didn't expect.
Before last year's referendum to leave the European Union, a right-wing extremist murdered British legislator Joe Cox. Witnesses said as he attacked her, he said, put Britain first. Responding to the president's behavior today, Cox's husband, Brendan, tweeted this. Trump has legitimized the far right in his own country. Now he's trying to do it in ours. At Champ's Barbershop in central London, I spoke with Simon, a local physician, as he was getting his beard trimmed. He asked us not to use his last name for fear Trump supporters would harass him online. Simon sees at least some calculation behind the president's retweets.
It's all part of his project, isn't it? It's all, you know, authoritarian strongmen rely on a culture of fear that they're going to protect the public from. The more fear you get, the more power you get. So it's all part of the plan.
Politicians of all stripes in Britain deplored the president's actions today. A spokesperson for Prime Minister Theresa May said Trump was, quote, wrong to retweet the videos. But the government said it still planned to host Trump for a state visit sometime in the future. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.